This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Tweet Nolutando at Nolu_MM and hashtag Power Business.
18:36 on Power Business. We continue our coverage of today's MPC decision. That was the 50 basis points increase to the repo rate. It really is looking like a very, very difficult time ahead for South Africans. But to help us really unpack what happened today and what it all means for us is Arthur Kemp, Chief Economist at Sanlam Investments. Arthur, good evening. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Nolutando.
Arthur, I must ask you, this decision was unanimous, means all five of the MPC committee members voted for this 50 basis points increase. Is the committee becoming more hawkish?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think it's exactly what happened here. The bank has become more hawkish, and in doing so, unfortunately, it seems to have left the door open for potential another interest rate hike, although I would still hold on to the hope that we have, in fact, reached the top of the interest rate cycle.
And I must ask you, Arthur, the Rand, I think, depreciates a little bit, actually. I think last I checked, it was 1975 to the dollar, closer to the 20 mark than any of us would like. And I'm wondering why that was the case, why the market did not react positively, because a hike this steep normally strengthens the Rand a little bit.
Yes, the intention is, the bank doesn't target the currency per se, but what it does do is it looks at the potential inflationary impact of a currency fall and then responds accordingly. And yes, quite right. So when it raises interest rates, there should, though, because of the carry trade, be some sort of positive feedback through onto the Rand. Although it's not trying to target the Rand, that should be the positive impact. Hasn't happened yet. And one of the things that I picked up in the statement that to me was very interesting was the bank actually indicated that because of tight financing conditions, in fact, because of South Africa's high inflation rate and load shedding, that the Rand could weaken further. And it was, in fact, during the statement that during the course of the governor reading the entire statement that the Rand did fall. We can't necessarily say it was because of that statement, but I did find that comment very interesting.
Another interesting aspect of today's address, Arthur, was the word restrictive. And I'm hoping you can help us understand what exactly the governor meant by restrictive. And if this means also that, tough times are ahead for South Africans.
I think the governor there was referring to where the repo rate currently is relative to where, let's call it, you would find it at an equilibrium kind of level. So in what the Reserve Bank terms a steady state or equilibrium level, let's call it a neutral level, the repo rate should be about 7%. But now we're at 8.25%, so it's significantly above that, and therefore restrictive territory, which means that the bank would expect that this would actually start to have a negative impact on the economy. It will actually start to slow the economy down. And along with that, that inflation would then also have a better chance of getting back towards the midpoint of the inflation target range. So, yeah, it's very much that they expect that restrictive in the sense means, yeah, we understand that this is going to have a negative impact on growth.
Arthur, I must ask you about, the inflation picture here in South Africa, because what we are seeing is the fact that globally, the inflation fight seems to be gaining ground. What the central banks around the world are implementing seems to be working. But here at home, it doesn't seem to be the case. And I'm concerned that it might, break the middle class in South Africa before we are able to fight the inflation fight successfully. So I'm wondering, from your perspective, what do we need to see for inflation to really, fall by what the governor says, and he wants to see it around 4.5%.
I think the one positive is that we do have a high base because things like petrol prices went up so sharply last year. Yes, then so in this year they could in fact on balance for the year be lower than what they were last year. So that would have a significant dampening effect because fuel feeds right through the economy. We transport a lot of goods around and it is a cost of business. So if fuel prices don't go up as sharply as last year or in fact or even lower than last year, then that tends to obviously help bring inflation down sort of naturally almost as it were. So the base effects should help us. But the other thing is that the economy is not growing. So, in my mind, there's even a risk of recession. So we could in the second and third quarters get negative growth. We'll have to wait and see. But even if we don't, the Reserve Bank is hardly talking about any growth. And so there's no demand pressure in the economy. It's not as if people are spending hand over fist and therefore putting upward pressure on prices. Mm. So the fact that the economy is very weak and should also help to reduce inflationary pressures. But the governor also did indicate as well, you know, at the same time, there's a range of issues at work here. Administrative prices are important. So, you know, we've got pretty large electricity price increases, and then the key worry for the bank at the moment is food prices. So whereas global food prices are coming down in dollar terms, because the rand is so weak, in rand prices, our food prices are high. There may also be other reasons why our food prices are high, because businesses are now running generators. It costs a lot of money to run those generators because of load shedding. Obviously, when you have food, you need to keep it refrigerated. Mm. And potentially those costs do get passed on as well. So you've got these conflicting pressures, high base, some weak demand that should help bring inflation down. But you've still got these issues around electricity and food, which means that, yes, although inflation should come down, it might come down slower than we would like.
And then, Arthur, maybe we can then speak about what we're referring to when we also speak about supply side pressures and import inflation. And then what happens when the rand is at this rate. And then if that tells us that in the future, it's very possible that if the data, you know, continues on this trajectory, we might see more interest rate increases.
I think the risk of more interest rate increases is quite significant, because when the rand weakens, there's initially everything we import is more expensive in rand. So, so that puts up a pressure on prices. And two of the key categories there is food and also fuel. So those are the two key categories there. And so, you know, all else equal, when the rand weakens and the oil price stays the same, then our fuel prices are going to go up. So when that happens, the general costs, and because we use transport so much in our economy, cost of business goes up, and they could obviously pass on those costs. And then, of course, people are struggling. So they're paying more for fuel, they're paying more for, and even if they don't own a car, the general public transport costs go up also in response to higher fuel prices. People are paying more for food. And so they to try and maintain purchasing power, they ask for higher wages. And so, you know, higher business costs and higher wages can feed through into second round, what the Reserve Bank terms, so-called second round effects, which then has a momentum of its own and amplifies that initial impact of the rand falling. And that's the risk here. So if the rand keeps on falling strongly, then there is a risk that we get another interest rate hike. What I'm hoping is that as this year wears on, that it becomes clearer that the US interest rate cycle has peaked. Yes, we're probably not going to add a lot of additional capacity this year, but if we look forward to next year, I think quite a bit more electricity supply could come online. And if those sorts of, given those sorts of developments, perhaps the rand has a better time of it going into next year, especially since it's already very cheap. But in the near term, unfortunately, this currency volatility might just result in another interest rate hike, although still holding on to the hope that because the economy is so weak, and hopefully some factors do help Iran from the second half of this year, that maybe that won't be needed, but we'll have to wait and see.
Then Arthur, before I let you go, can we touch on load shedding? This is a structural issue at this point within South Africa's economy, meaning that it also won't be fixed overnight. So we don't know when we'll see better levels of load shedding. We have lots of plans, and implementation is not something we're very good at. Neither is a fast reaction. And so I'm also wondering that when the Reserve Bank governor says, you know, that load shedding is taking, for instance, 2% off growth, it's adding to the inflation picture. Can we then expect that also based on load shedding, the matter is more complex than what we would like it to be?
Yes, it's definitely more complex. And it's a classic supply side shock. So you've had an absolute supply collapse of electricity, which does two things. One, it constrains growth, and two, it puts upward pressure on prices. So because there's less electricity, so you end up paying more for it. But because there's no electricity, you know, it's difficult to run a factory or a mine or something like that. And so it's an unusual situation that tends to be stagflationary, and it's very difficult for the bank in that environment. And I think that's what the bank was alluding to today, is saying our job is to fight inflation. This is inflationary, and we're going to do our job, because in the long term, it's better to take the bitter medicine now. I think the government put it this way: it's better to take the bitter medicine now as to end up in intensive care later if you get behind the curve and inflation gets out of control. And then he's saying, you know, end of the day, I think what the bank is also implying is that, you know, they can't build new plots. We have other departments and other areas of government that are responsible for delivering electricity, and that needs to happen. I think this year we might not get a lot of additional supply on board, but I do have a strong hope that given what is clearly a shift towards more private sector involvement as well, so that along with government, hopefully by next year, I think we could start delivering a lot more capacity. So from a very weak base this year, you know, I'm hoping that we do somewhat better next year. But that's cold comfort to people in the near term, because it does seem like we're going to have very intense load shedding through winter storm.
Well, Arthur, I'd like to thank you for your time this evening, for helping us get a real picture of what's happening in our economy right now and what this MPC decision means for all of us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Nolatondo.
Awesome. That's Arthur Kemp, a chief economist at Sanlam Investments, really helping us understand it is a complex, complex matter that those who are in charge of policy have to work with. And we spend a lot of time really coming down hard on the Reserve Bank. But sometimes when you listen to the Reserve Bank governor speak, it sounds like in his mind, he's doing what the best he can with what he has available to him. And other spheres of governments need to do the best of what they have with and therefore, or from there, the economy can at least grow. But without everyone else pulling their weight, it does look like, extreme decisions have to be taken from their end. So it really is a difficult situation. I'm feeling a little bit depressed about this decision. But anyway, let's head over to Rifula Matsela. She's on standby with Power Traffic.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.